Richmond has been identified as one of the communities in the Lower Mainland in need to volunteer drivers for cancer patients. The Volunteer Cancer Drivers Society, VCDS, has expanded its service significantly throughout the region. But with that comes an urgent need for more volunteers, according to VCDS, which has set a goal of seeking 100 new drivers region-wide in the next 100 days. The VCDS delivered 6,000 rides at no cost to cancer patients in its startup year in 2016. However, the demand has been trending upward ever since and is forecast to reach 29,000 ride requests this year. "We're grateful for each and every one of the volunteer drivers who help us with this vital need," said Bob Smith, VCDS president. "Many cancer patients can't get to their appointments on their own due to any number of factors including age, medical condition, having no nearby family members or an inability to drive. With the growth of our program, we simply need more volunteers. If we could get 100 drivers in the next 100 days, we'd be in much better shape." VCDS president wonders if Vancouver area residents own fewer cars. Smith wonders whether Vancouver area residents have fewer cars per capita, or it might be demographics. "Whatever it is, we need more drivers right across the Lower Mainland, and especially in Vancouver, Burnaby, Richmond and the Tri-Cities. Otherwise, we're forced to dispatch drivers from other areas like Surrey or the North Shore. For a not-for-profit like us, we need to avoid the extra time and cost of those kinds of trips." VCDS has recruited almost 350 member drivers, largely from the eastern side of the region, south of the Fraser and in the Fraser Valley. All of them volunteer their time and are offered a vehicle allowance by VCDS to help cover car costs. "We believe access to essential cancer treatment shouldn't be an additional burden for cancer patients and their families," Smith adds. "We are dedicated to helping all cancer patients in need, so we really need help from more drivers. Anyone wishing to become a volunteer driver can find more information at volunteercancerdrivers.ca.